You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always more and more inspired and motivated to be ever more disciplined, ever more focused, ever more intentioned in being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so gifting, so beneficent, so beloved, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. There is no one without it. There is no one who is not immersed completely by it and in it, animated with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And yet we think that there is some impoverishment that could be the possibility when everyone has been gifted life. And there's no greater gift than life. There's no greater blessing than life. There is nothing more dynamic or phenomenal than existence itself, and everybody has it. And part of the gift and the blessedness of it, of being in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and as a presence of absolute and supreme intelligence, is that we have been given the faculty of intelligence, and everybody has it, and are coming to a point and place where we are uncompromising with the light and the truth of the giftedness, the blessedness, and the right to be corrected after having been influenced by those who have been wrong for quite some time in terms of their misalignment and their delusion, to think that they can initiate a world-conquering rampage that has exploded and progressed as a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, and then they will survive it. And then there are others who are equally delusional to think that you can be fully participatory with it, and that your blackness, your melanin-dominated skin coloring, is going to be salvation for you when you have violation charged upon your blood with the rot of rotting pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and marijuana and all manners of artificial colors and flavors and behavior-modifying chemicals. Which is why this is not about vegan and vegetarianism as much as it is about realizing that our socialization has been to follow men's way and make God's way optional. But there is absolute law that governs our lives, absolute law that governs our success in life, absolute law that we need to understand how to be harmonized with it, because nobody can break it. Everybody is held by it. But we think that as long as we are participating with the games of agreement and the legalities and the legalese of a system of oppression with our college education and our licensing, our certification and our degreeing and our employment on behalf of a system of oppression, that we are good. And I'm saying that the issue for us is realizing what the genocide actually is in terms of the consistent diagnosis of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, kidney failure, and all of the other things that our family members are dealing with, our elders with the senility and the dementia and the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's and all of these diseases that supposedly are already genetic or inherited or part of the heredity. And I'm saying that basically we have charged violation upon our blood to the degree to which the blood itself has been polluted and defiled, which is literally the methodology of our oppression. It is the foundation of all sickness, illness, and disease. So whatever degrees of of miseducation and religious indoctrination and socialization that we have participated with and been conferred upon, and give thanks for your diligence to get through that programming. But the issue is that we are here to serve the purposes of life. We are here to exalt a full effort in our living. We are here to ensure the progression of ourselves and our lineages, and to participate wholeheartedly with the progression of humanity. But that is not what we've been taught. And some of us realize that we have lived so much of our lives to just come to a point and place where we're not happy, we're not satisfied, we are still having limited resources or limited, what they say, on a fixed income. So for all of the money you've had, all of the money you've had, so much of it was not invested in increasing your own life currency. So much of our life currency was expended in employment and trading current life currency for paper currency through goods, services, and whatnot. And we did not have the wisdom with which to know how to invest in the consistent increase, expansion, magnetization, magnification, and amplification of our life currency, which would always ensure our greater wealth, our greater health. Because we will never have anything greater than life itself. And so I am the one who is consistently addressing our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment, in exalting a full effort in our living, so that we are not under the delusion to think that we can be burning our lungs with the vaping and with the marijuana and with the cigarettes and the black and milds and the cigars, and think that anything that you're doing ritualistically in terms of whatever God you're serving or working with, it does not really empower us to be able to walk in the integrity of the high frequency of accomplished love and peace and poise and power and potency and integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility, and to be able to literally know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to ensure our lineages, to ensure that our children and our grandchildren are receiving the substance of what they require in order to literally walk in the substance and the truth of themselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. Now, our coming to a point and place where we are accepting that discipline is a requisite for coming into what success in life actually is. And for those who have achieved any degrees of success in terms of becoming proficient in whatever area of talent they have decided to cultivate and develop with themselves, they had to exercise discipline. Those who get on some of the X Factor and the Idol shows and whatnot, you know, all of these are children. But these children have been singing since they came out the womb. They've been playing drums. I'm just saying the discipline of consistent application and consistent practice. But the discipline of discipleship in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, is something that is going to benefit absolutely everything, because everybody is a point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. But the initiative of oppression is to defile the blood, to pollute the blood, so that you are able to usurp the capacity for creative thought. The usurpation of who we are and whose we are in terms of the stolen identity that has happened 1,000 years ago, and now that we are referring to ourselves as all of these other things, anything other than being supremely intelligent. It's points of supreme intelligence. That's too much like right. It's too much like righteous. We don't want to be that righteous. We don't want to be that divine. We don't want to be that disciplined. We don't want to be that clean. And I'm saying, if you don't want that, if that's not a part of your inner urge and your aspiration, then you will more than likely miss the truth of who you are and the duty, obligation, and responsibility in ensuring the progression of your lineage if you will not do it God's way, the way of order, the way of light, the way of love, the way of exalting a full effort in one's living to literally honor and respect and reverence and appreciate love and rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of being and consciously care to be in the consistent real eye seeing, the realization of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, filling all spaces, is all pervasive. It is beating our hearts. It is breathing us. It has given us capacity to heal from just about everything. We are already ones who can testify and be testimonial to the glory of the salvation from our car accidents and getting shot and getting beat up and all of the things that broken bones and all of the things that we have really survived already. But the issue is, will you commit to living on behalf of life itself? On behalf of all orders of being, that we are immersed in nothing but one absolute and supreme intelligence that is referred by the quantum physicists as the unified field. We are all held within the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of existence itself, so that we must remember that our lives are our gifts, and there is nothing that can be added to us that is greater than us. There are no degrees that man can confer upon you that is greater than your walking in 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, sensibility, having been renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated through the process of purifying your body as the temple and consecrating your temple through creating the blood of Christ, clearing, cleansing, purifying, so that the spirit of the living God, Goddess, can be completely re-enthroned in your temple as your truth. So it's not that you went through all of the certifications of these ones and those ones. That's not the thing that really gets it. What really gets it is your own aspiration. How deep is your longing? How deep is your caring? How deep is your consistent communication, your knocking, seeking, praying, and calling upon the intelligence of your being, really, really getting into that space and place where nobody is with you. It's just you and the absolute. Because whatever we focus on outside of ourselves is good, because the Creator is always there, always. But there are other depths of degrees of self-realization and self-actualization that we are able to achieve when we are in truth loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, consciously caring to honor and glorify the lineages through whom we've come, and to take responsibility to do that which makes sense, and just doing everything and anything for a dollar while we're poisoning ourselves and our children, even though it's making somebody some money. It does not make sense. It's nonsensical. It's illogical. It's pathological to be in a place where you want to be respected as intelligent people, but you want to hold on to your free will to undermine yourself and to be fully participatory in undermining children within the school systems, the hospitals, on just a daily walk to the corner stores, and to see all of the poisoned things that are available to us, and that we have been fed like kids with all of this stuff. We are in a place where we're being called to no longer participate with the corporate deities of death, but to come to a point where we are fully aligned in exalting a full effort in our living. And so wisdom would have us care to have an understanding and an understanding as to what and how we have been herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death. The obesity, the insecurity, the fear, the degradation, the violation, the inebriation, the intoxication, all of the cancers, the heart disease. I'm just saying there is no progression by virtue of any political process when you have more and more people dying from more and more things. And that those who have applied themselves towards what they call the medical industry or the pharmaceutical industries or the health and wellness industries or whatever, life is not industry. Life is the gift. It is the blessing. And as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we have the opportunity to remember how perfectly and divinely designed we are. We have the opportunity to really walk in a greater degree of understanding and understanding as to how to facilitate our own healing. And this is why the divine feminine has to rise. The divine feminine that is in every man, but to realize that this condition in terms of global depopulation and genocide and just massive sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and all of that exists because women are out of alignment with duty, obligation, and fulfilling the cosmic trust to ensure that our lineages, our children, our husbands, our mothers, our fathers, that we are literally responsible for knowing how to facilitate life, how to enhance it, how to facilitate the healing, how to facilitate the cleansing. And this is where the system has definitely marginalized our capacity for being able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our being able to truly be vehicles and vessels in the service of light, love, wisdom, and truth, and to really understand how to promote optimum cellular functioning, which would be the right response to the oppression that is taking place at the cellular level, which is undermining the body's natural gifts and capacity for regenerating itself because we are consuming that which is no longer and never has been oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, or facilitating cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, or consciousness expansion. So now we're having the opportunity to have a greater understanding as to what we do need to facilitate in order to reverse any of the issues that have crystallized in our tissues. And there is no conversation that is going to be more facilitative of our liberation than the liberation conversation, not just health and wellness. When you're dealing with being sick, ill, for decades, then the conversation is not health and wellness. The conversation has to be a resurrectional conversation in terms of literally revitalizing the spirit that is in that body. The spirit that is in the body has the capacity to literally enliven every cell of the body by the thought that it thinks. By the thought and then the emotion and the feeling. So people have to get charged. You cannot just take a thing. You cannot just do a thing. You have to be able to hold the vision and to really feel within every fiber of your being the wellness, the hand of God moving through every fiber of your being, coming to a point in place where you are fully participatory with the process. But so many ones are wanting to have and speak for other ones. And I'm saying other ones, everyone has the responsibility to exalt a full effort for themselves. You have to be fully participatory in the process. And so, and then you can't help anybody do what they need to do for themselves if you have not known what to do for yourself. And so we have so many ones who are personal care workers, but the personal care workers are not in the frequency of healing. They are maintaining the disease state. And this is what has to change if we care to see something greater for ourselves. Because the genocide is intended to marginalize each generation to the degree to which each generation has been assaulted with more poison, and that they do not have the wherewithal, because they have been poisoned, they have been nutritionally starved, minerally depleted, and then poisoned in microdoses. People talk about having microdoses of whatever. I'm just saying, you've been getting microdoses of nitrates, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, shelf stabilizers, all these behavior modifiers, and the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation, and the contraindication of these chemicals, and then the body's natural capacity to facilitate and to try to facilitate its own protection and its own healing, where it's going to isolate so much of this chemical and tuck it away in different parts, and it's going to form collections of toxins called cysts and tumors. In changing the diet and eating a vegan form of the same things that we grew up with is not going to literally facilitate the cellular liberation. You have to be fully invested in liberating your cells and your spirit and your mind and your emotions. Have to be fully integrated in the faith and the confidence and the knowing and the trust of your guidance. But living under the auspices of those who are lawless, and they have literally put you in a place where you think man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. I'm saying that you will never be able to completely heal from anything utilizing the pharmaceuticals, the dialysis, the surgeries. Putting a stent in the heart is not going to cleanse the heart. You understand? It's not going to cleanse the blood. What we need to do, we have the access to do. But you have to be caring to do it. And it starts with caring to think the thought, to hold the vision, to claim it, to declare it, to affirm it, to permeate every atom and every cell of your being with the truth of the knowing that you are literally dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is blazing the sun, and it has the world spinning, and that we on this planet that is in paradise, in heaven, in the rainbow, is as big as a period at the end of a sentence, spinning in eternity. And we did not come into this realm for the experience of suffering, being in the ditches and valleys of degradation, when we were already gifted as points of the presence of the divine. So the return to divinity, the realignment, the reattunement with the truth of one's identity requires you to be able to remember, to reconcile, to realign, to harmonize in the exaltation of a full effort in your living. We cannot be half-hearted about our progression. It cannot be whimsical. It's not a wish that we want to be fulfilled. We have to realize that we have power and authority and duty, obligation, and responsibility to stand on behalf of life, to ensure that we ourselves, as we are maturing will not be in the place and space where you are in decline, creating greater and greater degrees of sickness, illness, and disease as you are maturing. Maturing means that we are successful in doing what is truly in our best interest, in the exaltation of life. Through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the healing, the renewal, the rebirth, you can do whatever you like, but you cannot be consistently belligerent, belligerent and disobedient, disregarding, disrespecting, dishonorable, and acting as if you can just throw yourself away and then survive it. You cannot. You'll never have anything greater. And there's no amount of currency in anybody's paper with anybody's image on it that is greater than and has more value than one beat of your heart or one breath that you take. So it's time for us to get real about what's real. And none of what man has created is greater than that which the intelligence of existence has already gifted us, in that we have already inherited so much of itself, and we're here to cultivate it. On behalf of all of the lineages and all orders of being, in the establishment of this eternal order, the eternal government, and to be fully participatory as the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of light and God upon the planet. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And so when it comes down to what do? You have to care to do differently than what has been done before, because what has been done before in terms of the marching, in terms of all of what we've seen done, it has been insufficient, because it's about the power of each one of us harmonizing with the will of existence itself. It's about our coming to a point and place where we really are no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about who we are, whose we are, why we are, and consciously caring to be in the integrity of the divinity of the truth of ourselves. And that is a necessity, because most people are really feeling really bad. You understand? I'm just saying, it's like our coming to a point and place where we are acting as if we do not have any leverage. We're acting as if other ones have greater authority in our lives than we do. We're acting as if we have no real power and authority to do anything differently. And I am saying to you that you have been gifted with the opportunity to activate your will. But in order to truly do it, you have to really get off that sugar. Because sugar is a drug that they put and put us in a place where we've been sugared out since we were children. People say, oh, well, sister, you know, I got a sweet tooth. They say, well, yeah, after a while, you won't have any teeth behind how the sugar does us, because of the bacteria that stays in the gums. And people don't even think about how much bacteria stays in the mouth and the gums from eating flesh as well as flour, as well as sugar and anything else. And so it matters that we are literally intensely intensifying our intention to liberate ourselves from all of this sludge, because it is political. There is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. But it's not just about what we're claiming. We have to walk in the integrity of it. You understand? And there's so many ones, so many dynamic ones, so many beautiful ones, so many gifted and talented ones. And we are all here to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our harmonizing, our caring, to be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves. It matters that we are honoring our lives, honoring the source of our lives. And we are so grateful that we have the technology and we have so many ones who are applying the intelligence that they've been gifted to doing something, to really facilitating. So if everybody garnished their talents, skills, and abilities to add to the blessedness of being, if everybody had at their heart's desire, their aspiration to be a blessing everywhere they show up, that don't mean you robbing and stealing and manipulating and bastardizing and usurping people. It means that you are adding unto the greatness, adding unto the joy and the peace. Because love is the harmony is of accomplished truth. You realizing the truth that is, that we are all these points of the presence of the absolute. And that absolute and supreme intelligence did not give itself to us so that we could throw ourselves away. In Atlanta, my birthplace, is really, should be on the front line of our liberation. They said a revolution will not be televised, but this is not about revolving and revolving. It's about literally liberating the cells from all of this sludge. But why does Atlanta, in terms of having so many, one of the largest population of African-American millionaires and those ones who are creative and dynamic and upwardly mobile and whatnot, but then we have one of the largest populations of homeless. But then when you look at the money that's available in the lottery and whatnot, you know, everybody pours into the lottery, but everybody's not going to pour into creating something that's going to be in the beneficial of everybody. And in order to do that, you really have to pour into yourself. Because you can't throw money at a problem where the people themselves are being robbed of the integrity of the truth of themselves. Money does not fix that. More education does not fix that. Institutionalizing and cataloging all of the freedom fighters and all of their lives and all of their battles does not fix that. What we have to do is consciously care to repair ourselves and ourselves so that we are no longer herded like cash cows in multi-trillion-dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease, to realize that whatever the diagnosis, whatever the prognosis, and whatever you have created those issues. But it is a system of oppression, because basically, really, for there to be a system of sickness, illness, disease, and death in place is the evidence of the wickedness, the delusion, the progression of error, because nobody can truly benefit. And a lot of our European families did not really realize that this affected them also. You understand? The ones who were so participatory in our being beaten in the streets, you understand, being hung, being castrated, set afire, tarred and feathered, they didn't realize that they needed liberation. Their will to be as wicked as they were, they took that as their freedom. But nobody gets out of this alive, except you are completely committed to the laws of life. But they've taught you to believe in death. They've taught you to not fear death, but then they've taught you to really bring it on. You understand? And for all of the ones that I've been close to at the point where they were crossing over, dying, losing, you know, moving forward, whatever that experience was, and it probably is different from different ones based on their different choices. But I'm just saying, nobody was happy to be there. You understand, dying is not a joyful experience for people. And generally before the actual transitioning or the succumbing, There is so much suffering, so much pain, so much of that which nobody's really happy to be experiencing it. And so I'm wanting us to get to a point where we're really caring to be ever more, the more that we are born to be consistently applying ourselves towards our wholeness by realizing that if you, and we are generally respected as practicing good hygiene by brushing our teeth and bathing our bodies, but then we're stuffing things down our throat that are not facilitative of the body's cleansing. And so that should be a daily thing. Fruit and vegetation. All this other stuff. You say, well, girl, if we just did that, sister, you know, people would be losing their jobs. I say, well, then they could focus on their purpose. You understand? Because having a job does not mean that you are fulfilling duty, obligation, and responsibility, particularly if your job has you serving debt and that which undermines the cellular functioning that does not provide oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, or any of that which allows for cellular repair and regeneration. I mean, to have so many people engaged and fully vested in undermining everybody, I'm just saying, it's not ending well. It really is not going to end well. And so we can only pray that people are really getting to that place where they care to do differently. And sometimes that place is called cancer. It's called heart disease. It's called, okay, prognosis, diagnosis. You'll have to be on this medication for the rest of your life. And once you hear that, then maybe you want to shift. But I'm saying, if you know that you have been eating the standard American diet, if you know that for yourself, then don't wait to be diagnosed. You understand? Don't wait for the doctors to tell you that you've got whatever stage kidney disease or whatever stage cancer. Why would you wait when you are participating in undermining yourselves? Don't wait. Pray. Ask, knock, put your commitments in writing that you will exalt a full effort in regaining your footing upon the path of eternal life. We get what we ask for, but what are you asking for? What are you aspiring towards? And I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, you get what you ask for. Look around you. Everything that you wanted, you have it. Everything that you wanted, everything that you have, you've wanted it. You've accepted it. You work for it, you got it. So you might as well ask to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to walk in the integrity of the truth of yourself. So you get that, because there's no greater wealth, there's no greater richness either. See, life is a gift, so why are people poor? Because they are oppressed. Their life currency is being suppressed. Their joy and their optimism is being usurped. So you got to activate all of yourself, all of your gratitude, all of your thanksgiving as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligent, to be supremely intelligent, supremely present in the presence of this absolute and supreme presence that you refer to as God. That is all there is. With each and every breath and every beat of our heart, are coming to a point and place where we're no nonsense, no compromise about honoring the integrity of the truth of ourselves. It's not about the vanity. It's not about the egotism. It is about your birthright to be rightly aligned with the magnificence and the phenomenalness of being, your creativity and your capacity to create that which will be a blessing and a benefit to all, that which will outlive you, actually. And people do that. They've created, Hitler has created something that has outlived him in terms of the marginalization of melanin-dominated people all over the world. But now it's not even that. It wasn't all that from the beginning. But it affects everybody. And everybody needs cleansing. Everybody needs to be in a place and space where we are literally transforming the body into the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God goddess. It's not rocket science, but it is an art and a science to being. What we've not been supported in realizing is that we are co-creating our reality all the time. And faith is part of the magic that makes things happen. And people say, well, sister, can I heal from such and such? I said, what do you say about it? You have to claim it. You have to exert your own will to accomplish. Because you could do whatever you like. You created these situations and circumstances consciously or unconsciously. And so it's amazing that right now, today, and yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, and the day after, tomorrow, right? People are creating disease from the day they, from the time they wake up in the morning, from that first cigarette. That McDonald's cheeseburgers or Egg McMuffins. I'm just saying the disease is being created by what we're doing on a daily basis. And so we have to be conscious and conscientious about what we've done. So I'm asking you to do this. Begin to write down everything you are consuming. Why? Because your body's not going to forget and you're not going to remember. And then you start your day with the intention to facilitate the body's cleansing. So before you start bathing the outside of the body, now you are exerting a full effort to cleanse the inside of the body. You clean the mouth every day, then you should be cleaning inside. What went down the throat is in the body, but you'll clean the mouth, but you won't clean the body. But the other thing is, for those of you who are so germophobic that you got to put on rubber gloves to clean the toilet, right? But the toilet is clear. Is what's in the toilet just come out of you, but then you don't want to clean what's inside of you. I'm just saying we got to think about some things, because bottom line, you are spirit that is vapor charged upon the blood, and the methodology of our oppression has been to pollute the bloodstream. The pollution of the bloodstream is the defilement of the spirit, the inability to make clear, concise choices that are in one's own best interest. Because otherwise, there's nothing natural about feeling entitled to undermine yourself. Nothing else does that. There's nothing natural about a woman feeling entitled to be killing her children. And she said, well, I'm not killing my children, you know, but my children deserve to be treated. You know, they deserve to be treated. I'm like, but you're treating them to sickness, illness, and disease. We're creating all the time. And that's why it's so important for us to realize that it's not what you do every now and again. It's not about the events that you go to. It's not about, you understand, it's about what you do daily. It's not about the services that you can provide or get paid for holistically, your holistic practitioner serving you, whatever they do. You can have all the money in the world to go to one every day, right? You go get your foot detox, you go get your massage, you go get your acupuncture, you go get your cannabis and your gummies, you go get whatever, all of these other things, and you still will not be a whole person. Put all of those activities together and you will not do what is yours, because you have to exalt a full effort, a full will, the will to live. And we've been socialized to think that our free will is our will or our right to be wrong. And I'm saying, no, your free will is given to you so that in light of knowing that you are an intelligence of existence and being able to function harmoniously and integrity with being an intelligence of being directly, so that you do nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves, then basically it becomes much easier for you to do that which is in your best interest. And in your free will, you can do whatever you like, because you got sense enough not to do anything to undermine yourself. And I am very, very intensely intentional in intensifying my desire and my intention to reach more, teach more, touch more, but to prayerfully be able to inspire you to go deeper, to reach higher, to go ahead and make commitments that you've yet to make for your life. It's not rocket science, but it does work, because life is art and it is science. And knowing how to be, because we're fully complicit, complacent with the laws that govern us, and duty and obligation in the exaltation of a full effort in our living, to realize that there are no ones who've been gifted life that are here to do anything other than rejoice in the blessedness of the gift of life. But everybody is not committed to living, and that's what the issue is. Everybody has not committed to that which is already committed to it, to you, to all. And so the divisiveness that has become the objective in terms of having a global humanity divided within themselves by having individuals who are the personification of entity, deity, divinity, and to have us divided within ourselves so that we feel obligated. We feel obligated to follow man's way, and that God's way is optional. I'm just saying, that is like really not like that. Man's way mandate and God's way is optional. God's way is optional. Man's way is mandate. Man's way is mandate. God's way is optional. God's way is optional. That's how y'all live in this. I'm saying you cannot be successful in your life living according to people who do not have a commitment to life. And they have instituted the right to be undermined as popular and common activity, collective learning and education. So I'm just saying, yes, I am in consistent prayer that you are receiving more from me and from everything that I'm putting forward, so that you are in a place where you are no longer complicit and complacent with your own cellular oppression, and you are inspired and motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to realize that you are the greatest gift you will ever have. And in the greatness, in the acknowledgement of the greatness, then we do have to understand the responsibility of surrendering unto the will of existence in the perpetuation and the exaltation of it as all. So we cannot be divided within ourselves and survive it. We cannot war against other ones and survive it. And so whatever these ones are going off half-cocked and thinking, and this is what makes this, what makes the political thing such a tragedy and a travesty, because the government here is supporting the genocide all over the world and right here with our own people. And this is what really puts us in a place where we are obligated to exalt a full effort in no longer being complicit and complacent with it, so that you have a glimpse and an understanding and an understanding as to how perfectly and divinely designed we each are, that the activation of our will, our faith, our confidence, our right alignment, our right action, our exalting a full effort in our living, our having the intention to serve life, to honor life, to be rejoiceful in recommitting unto life itself, because there is nothing greater but to think that money has more value than the lives of millions of people. That is asinine. That is the evidence of idiocy and stupidity and severe insecurity on steroids and crack. We can't call it white supremacy. It's the progression of error. And we are having to correct ourselves from having been tainted by it all, having been permeated and penetrated by it all, so that we are remembering whose we are, realigning with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life itself. And to understand that until the sisterhood raises up, until we get up out the vanity, until we get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, until we are clearing, cleansing, consecrating our bodies as temples for the re-enthronement of the living goddess that is our truth, until we come to a point and place where we are no longer giving lip service and exalting the programs of oppression, whether it's in the hospitals, whether it's in the school systems, whether it's in the daycare, whether it doesn't matter where it is, we as women and the collectivity of us should be working to nourish our children, to nourish them, not to feed them processed meat and cheese and tomato and paste and vending machines in the school systems. I'm saying, you know, no, we're having to realize that where you fail to exalt a full effort to really meet the requisites of being qualified for continuance in existence, particularly where you are being undermined so that you are not able to do that which is yours to do and qualify for continuance in existence. And now we have the responsibility to cleanse and shape up so that we are. And it doesn't take that long to see the difference. But we cannot do it sick. You cannot do it on tons of pharmaceuticals. You cannot do it inebriated, intoxicated. You cannot do anything that really matters if you got to have your spliff. you got to roll your joints. You got to be inebriate. You got to be out. You understand? I'm just saying that no. Being able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against means that you will exert a full effort to do nothing to undermine your cellular functioning, and you will add no more conscious toxins to your system, but you will be consistently clearing and cleansing from them. So at this particular point in juncture, I'm asking you, I'm encouraging you, to go deeper and to reach higher in terms of what it is you're living for. Because there are no objectives that are being perpetuated with the religious indoctrination and the miseducation and all of what we have gotten from a system of oppression. None of it is as great as the will of existence and seeing itself whole in you. In having gifted you so much of the divinity and the beauty of who you actually are. And it's supporting you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, every step that you make. There's nowhere you can go where it is not. It's holding you. It's rocking you. It's charging you. And we are all held in it. And the more we focus on the absolute reality of how blessed we each are, I'm just saying is that this is how we really open the way for the infinity of possibilities. You understand? You can do whatever you like. You want to travel the world. You want to be on yachts. You can have whatever quality of life you want, but you cannot be killing yourself. So yeah, be in love with who you're becoming, because the becoming is God. The being is God. The integrity is godly. And the reason we're being poisoned is so that you miss yourself. So we don't want you to miss yourself. We want you, and we want us, to be in a place where we're representing the truth of ourselves. Because it's necessary. You cannot truly walk in the light of who you are, as you are, and not be well, and be mad, and be angry, and be teed off, and be a detriment to yourself, and then think that you can survive it. And so we want you to realize this now moment is yours. You can accomplish whatever you will, but you may need help because you didn't get into this situation by yourself. And you can't hang out with people who don't care. And I'm like, I talked to sister. I said, you think people care? Don't nobody care about what you're doing, sister. You can kill yourself all day and all night. That's how you're in the condition you in. Because you're surrounded by people who support you in that. And I'm just saying, you deserve better. You're worthy and deserving. I love you with the perfect love. I pray that you are finding the inspiration, the motivation to be ever more disciplined as a disciple of absolute truth. Loving your way through it, forgiving, releasing, letting go, but the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration is not an option. You have to do that work in order to liberate. That's why we've been given this thing that man's way is mandate, God's way is optional. If you don't mind dying, then keep doing what you're doing. Otherwise, your gift is the blessing of eternal life. It's your time. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being. And be the beauty, the blessing, and walk in the potency, the power, the promise of God that you are at this point of his presence. Love you. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your day. And you've been in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.